From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Baghdad today, just after dark, a suicide bomber entered a cafe in a Shiite district and blew himself up. Police say the blast killed 17 people. A short time later, mortars fell in a nearby Sunni-dominated area, killing at least 5 people. Meanwhile, Iraq's Shiite-dominated government announced 2 measures apparently aimed at placating the country's Sunni minority. NPR's Jamie Terabate reports from Baghdad.
One of the first things American Ambassador Paul Bremer did when he arrived in Baghdad right after the 2003 U.S. invasion was to dismiss tens of thousands of members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party from their government jobs. Many of them, including teachers and health ministry officials, had only joined the party to gain employment. The de-Ba'athification policy helped spur many Iraqi Sunnis into supporting or actively participating in the insurgency here. Late last night, the government announced that a draft law amending the policy will soon be presented to Parliament. Another development that could help ease tensions with Sunnis was the announcement by the Interior Ministry that 57 employees have been charged with human rights abuses. The charges relate to events at a prison in eastern Baghdad known as Site 4. In May, the UN released a report stating more than 1,400 detainees were held there and that many of them suffered systematic psychological and physical abuse. It's the first time the Iraqi government has acted against its own security forces. Sunnis say Shiite death squads dressed in police uniforms round up Sunni Arabs, torture and kill many of them. Today's announcement of criminal charges against members of the security force is largely seen as the work of the new Interior Minister, Jawad Bolani, who took over in June. He's so far fired more than 3,000 ministry employees and suspended an entire police brigade on suspicion that its members were linked to Shiite death squads. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.